Mahashana mana 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 galaya. Lift your hands and worship him. Leparana maya naya. Worship him. The power of God is here. The presence of the Lord is here. He's breaking yokes. He's changing stories. He's changing destinies. Pamanaga ya 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 ya. For your name is holy, Lord. Your hands up. I'm entering quiet if you can. Jesus. Hey, I bow before your throne.
Jesus, who make and I worship you today.
Savior,
who make and
I worship
you. Oh, Jesus.
Omekanaya, I bow before your throne. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God.
You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
You are God all by yourself. Father, we worship you. Thank you for breaking yokes. Thank you for setting the captives free. Thank you for liberty. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for frustrating the tokens of liars, making diviners mad, disappointing the devices of the crafty, so their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. We worship you, Lord, today, because demonic oppressions are dismantled, addictions are broken, ancestral curses are over. Every demonic presence and manipulation and satanic implantations and arrows are retrieved and refired back to senders. Thank you for a day like this. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. you feel that presence of God here? It's our greatest strength. Moses said, if your presence don't go with us, don't carry us from here, because we cannot have a future without your presence. Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Thieves of Joy, part 3. I said in the first service, I'm going to say some general things like I said in the first service, and then say the second part of it in this service. We live in a world that is a very high pressured world. A world that is very demanding and very challenging of peace and joy, especially in our country today. We live in a crisis loaded world. A world that brings our joy and our peace permanently under pressure. And I identified 3 sources of attack on joy. Number 1, we see attack on joy from enemy forces of darkness and wickedness. Enemy forces of darkness and wickedness. Psalm 6, verse 6 to 7. He said, I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. My eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Enemy forces that make people almost to swim in tears. Number 2, joy is attacked from human agents of wickedness and destruction. Human agents. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 to 24. It came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. There are human beings that make people smile, and there are human beings that make people to groan. Especially evil, wicked leaders of lands, as we experience in our country today. Evil, wicked personalities. We all are witnesses of people who took laws into their hands. Broke into warehouses and distributed for themselves food that was meant for the public during COVID period. Heartless people. At times you feel like some of these people are more heartless than the devil. Because even the devil gives things to people who follow him. There are people who are in covenant with the devil that the devil made rich on the grounds of certain things. There are occultic people who have one or two things because they pledge allegiance to the devil. Am I communicating? You claim that you are representing people. You claim that they voted you into power, even if you rigged your way to power. And yet they gave them food during palliative, during lockdown. You lock them up. Put dying, it doesn't care, it doesn't matter. Until another election. Where you will use the same food that belonged to them before to bribe them to vote for you. Am I communicating? The kind of wicked people that we have in our land. Somebody brought to me a Muslim man. I don't know who brought the man to me. A Muslim man. He had to come to church to ask for prayer. Him and his partners receive millions in foreign currency given free of charge to their organization for development of the nation. And they refuse to release the money to them. That is not the first time I was hearing such a case. Plenty. That is, take this money, create jobs, build factories, build industries, do roads, do everything. We are not demanding anything back. Just show us that you use the money. And some people say, we won't give you the money until you give us some cut. The whole land is groaning. And the groaning could not continue anymore, so it turned into an explosion. Am I communicating at all? On the other hand, I was talking with some people yesterday and they were telling me about a young man. He's not a political office holder at all. In his community, he has distributed thousands of tricycles, thousands of motorbikes, thousands of farm implements. He doesn't hold any position. There are leaders without position and there are positional people without leadership capacity. But very soon there shall be an exchange. There are people in the position without the function. And there are people with the function without the position. It's like the case of David and Saul. Saul was leading Israel, but he couldn't tackle Goliath. David could tackle Goliath, but he was not the king. But David handled Goliath, and Saul couldn't handle Goliath. And the people said the real leader is clear. Saul, your time is up. Give space and let the leader step up. And I think our generation is telling expired cargoes, give space, your time is up. Give space, your time is up. Give space, your time is up. You have not been able to do nothing. You have not been able to help in any way. You have not helped the people, not helping poverty alleviation, not helping security, not helping nothing. Give space. Your time is up. You have expired. Expired drugs that cannot remedy and cannot be remedied. When a drug has expired, it cannot treat, it cannot be treated. Am I communicating at all? People sit on other people's destiny for donkey years. Some of them, the road to their own village cannot be passed. I heard of someone who was giving contract. He was in the Senate at that time. I think it was almost 800 million or 1 billion or something. To do road to his own community, he ate the money. Road to his own community, he ate the money. It's better for him to pass on bad road and for his people to pass on bad road than for the road to be repaired. Wicked people, take your seat. But I can tell you, there is an expiry date for every wicked Pharaoh, wicked Nebuchadnezzar. Human agents of wickedness, that's number two. And number three, cause where joy can come under attack is from personal actions or inactions.
The things you do and the things you refuse to do can cause your own joy to be attacked.
In Isaiah chapter 48 verse 22, the Bible said, there is no joy, saith my, there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. No peace.
Which means, there are actions that people put forth that cause them to lose their peace. This is the wisdom on this note before we go on. First, connect with God and make Him alone the source of your joy. If you wait for people, you wait for government, you wait for human beings to just die in depression. Make God the source of your joy.
Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 10. We read Philippians 4:4 in the first service, but Isaiah 61 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Not in the car, in my car. Not in my house, not in the government. I will rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels, I will rejoice in my God. Number two, resist every attempt of the enemy to steal or destroy your joy. And you resist that by the word of God and by the power of the Spirit. Resist every attempt of the enemy to destroy your joy by the agency of the word of God and by the power of the Spirit. Don't allow. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 5 and in verse 8, it said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, is walking about looking for whom to devour. But you should resist him steadfast. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Don't allow the devil to steal your joy. Don't allow any work of darkness tamper with your joy. You resist it. That's number two. Number three, refuse to allow the activities of wicked people to control your joy. There are those who want to make you feel small, feel little, feel like you are nothing. By their behavior, by their actions, they want to ensure you don't smile. Ignore them. Look away from them. That was what Joseph did. He was sold into slavery by his brethren. He was meant to live in depression, but he refused. In Genesis chapter 40 verse 7, he was busy giving joy to other people. Why is your countenance sad? Don't look sad. I mean, if I should tell you my story, that's what I believe Joseph was saying. If I should tell you my story, you will know that you don't have any problem. Right? And he was there jubilating. My therapy means treatment. My treatment or my prescription for anybody regarding this kind of situation is, anything the devil wants you to do, do the opposite. Paul and Silas were in prison. They were meant to be crying. They were singing. Their bodies were bleeding. They were dancing. Don't let the devil catch you crying. And don't let the devil catch your sweat. Finally, avoid actions that arrest your joy and embrace actions that fuel your joy. Anything that makes you lose joy, avoid it. Everything that makes you to walk in joy, embrace it. Everything that makes you lose joy, avoid it. And everything that makes you to walk in joy, embrace it. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me unto you and let us dine together. I will rejoice in you and be glad.
I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me unto you and let us dine together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. It is Jesus that's in my heart. It is Jesus that's in my heart. Jesus. It is Jesus that's in my heart. It is Jesus that's in my heart. It is Jesus that's in my heart. Jesus the Son.
Somebody shout hallelujah!
Determined to do those things. And what are the things to avoid? So that you can have your joy. What are the things that can steal your joy? Number one, the lack of clear visions and goals for life. When you lack clear visions and clear goals for life, it is not possible to walk in joy. When you are living life at random, when you are living life to chance occurrence, when you are living like life is an accident, it's not possible to be happy. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3, he said, right, verse 2, he said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, let it be clear, so you can run, so you can leap, so you can be excited. Don't forget this. Write this down. I said in the first service earlier on that visions and goals, they bring brightness and sunshine to life. Because if your eye is single, your body is full of light. But I want to say in this service, second, that life becomes a burden where it lacks a bearing. Life becomes a burden where it lacks a bearing. You are tired of living when life is headed nowhere. Life becomes lacking in excitement. It becomes lacking in enthusiasm. As simple as writing down what to do for the day, a particular day, and doing those things that day can jerk your goal, your life, to another level. Wake up, pray in the spirit, worship in the spirit, wake up, study the Bible, wake up, make these following phone calls, these important calls, read this particular book, go ahead and tidy up this project, whatever. And just as simple as that, it can move your life to the next level. You know, the most frustrated people are those who have nothing to do with their lives. They soon become criminals at times, find themselves in jail. Let it be defined that your heart and your life is after something. The lack of visions and goals for life. Number two is the lack of personal development. The lack of personal development. When you are not improving yourself, when you are, for the last 30 years, you have not read a book, you have not developed yourself in any realm. No, that's not correct. The Bible said in John chapter 5 verse 35, concerning John the Baptist, the Bible said he was a burning and a shining light. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Light makes for joy. So as you connect light, developmental light, you connect joy. In the first service we said, personal development increases, is key to personal fulfillment. Add to that in this service that there is a connection between accomplishment and fulfillment. In fact, there is a connection between accomplishment and excitement. Results make people rejoice. Results make people rejoice. Listen to this again. To feel left behind is to feel lack of joy. Whether you think God has left you behind as far as development is concerned, or you left your own self behind. That is why there is so much joy on graduation day. Even from nursery school. Even from primary school. Progress, no matter how small, is better than stagnation. Motion, no matter how little, is far better than complete stagnation. Thirdly, what are the things that make people to lack joy is focus on what is lacking or what is not working. Focus on what is lacking or what is not working. When you look around your life and you think that this is not working or this is lacking in my life, it will kill your joy. We said in the first service that to focus on what you don't have or what is not working is to kill the joy you have. And I want to add to it like this. Where you look determines how you fare. To look up to God is to fill up in life. And to look down is to feel down. That is consistent with Psalm 34 verse 5. They look up to him and they were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. I said earlier on that no matter what is not working in your life, there is at least something working. Am I communicating? Your lungs are working. That's why you are seated here breathing. Your genitourinary systems are working. That's why you go to urinate. Gastrointestinal tract is working. There are those in the hospitals, nothing is working. There are those begging for breath, begging for life. And when you appreciate God for what is working, you are reminding him of what is not working. Did you hear what I just said? When you appreciate God for what is working in your life, you automatically remind him of what needs to work that is not yet working. Jesus appreciated God for 5 loaves and 2 fishes and it multiplied. Don't focus on what is not working. Identify all the good things in your life. You have breath. You have life. You have where to lay your head. Did you hear the testimony of somebody who on the highway armed robbers stole his car at gunpoint and he began to dance as soon as they stole his car? People looked at him and said, this man must have run mad as soon as he stole his car. Why are you dancing? They asked him. He said, I'm dancing for so many reasons. Number one, I'm dancing because I have something that thief can steal. There are those, there is nothing they have that can be stolen except themselves. Number two, you say, I am dancing because it is from me they stole. I am not the thief. I could have been so terrible and so bad that I am a thief. I am not the thief. Do you know the third reason why he was dancing? He said, I'm dancing because they took my car, not my life. Some people, they didn't only take their car, they also took their life. Whew. Do you think God can leave such a person alone? on the spot, his story must change. It doesn't matter how bad it is, there is something good. Finally, attack of joy. Focus on self. When you live for yourself, you live in misery. You live in misery. Even in a marriage setting, when you think only about yourself, not your wife, that is a miserable life. You think only about yourself, not your husband. Misery. Listen to this. We say the life focused on self is a life lived in misery. In this second service, let me add that multiplication happens by distribution. Multiplication happens by distribution. When you distribute joy, you multiply your joy. You multiply it. John chapter 6 verse 11 to 12 shows us the mystery of multiplication. It happens. I told my wife, I said the feeling, and she is a very, very dangerous giver as well as mine. But I said, the feeling of seeing somebody excited because you contributed to their joy is an irreplaceable feeling. When we do, that is, when we do empowerment, one day we were giving things to people, sewing machines and so on. A woman collected her own and began to cry uncontrollably. I joined her in the crying. What are you? I'm not too masculine to cry. I joined her in the cry. I cried so till my wife said, it's enough, it's enough. I joined her in the cry at the event center there. Eyes were red. At the end, they had to give me a sunshade. Because I was meant to speak later. My eyes were too red to talk. Why was I crying? I saw this. Whatever she was giving may not be up to maybe 500,000 at the most. Machine. And she cried, oh Lord, what did I do to deserve? I went on her knees. And in my heart I said, how many people are in this condition worldwide? And how can we help all of them? That moves me to impact more and more. Tell you, at those kind of times, even if you have any issue of your life, you don't remember you have a problem. After this service now, I'm going to the school to see my children at the Destiny Christian Academy. I prayed for one yesterday who was not feeling well. I'm going to check up on that one to see how he feels now. And I'm just distributing joy and excitement and just feeling happy with your life. Looking young. Am I communicating at all? Please look beyond yourself. Just take the next 1 to 2 weeks. And don't consider you have an issue. And just begin to focus on finding out how somebody is doing. And seeing how you can contribute to their excitement. Pick your phone. Make a call. I just checked upon you to find out how you fare. Majority of the human beings, you will blow their mind. What? You just checked up on me? You cannot believe what I'm going through right now. I'm just wondering, does God care for me? Is God aware that I exist? And he has just sent you now to confirm this. That's how life is all about. What you distribute, you multiply. What you distribute, you multiply. The other day, a man who is walking among victims of terrorism. He visited, and this man is very, very, he has all the figures of everybody is a victim of terrorism in the north. And he's walking, risking his life. He's not mobile. Somebody brought him with a car. And I said, this is a man who is a professional, abandoned his profession. Professional. And I said, can we see later on? When we saw, I said, this is your car. A Jeep. this is good enough for movement, the way you move. He was shocked. I said, can they start the car? He said, there is no need to start it. I can see the car. Can they open the boot? No need. The bonnet, see the engine. Say, for what's the use? He's happy. His happiness multiplied my happiness. Am I communicating at all? You may say, I don't have money to do up to that. Don't start there. Start little. Start with a phone call. Start with a counsel. Start with a recharge card. And when it is in your heart, God will put it in your hand. Stand up on your feet. When it is in your heart, God will put it in your hands. When it is in your heart to do, God will put it in your hands to do. When it is in your heart to do, God will put it in your hand to do. Be up, standing. We have to stop here. If you want to face yourself, the devil will give you enough reasons to face your life. He will give you enough trouble for you to face yourself. And you say, by the time every problem in my life is solved, I will start helping people. Then the devil heard what you said. So it ensure that you just keep on. Somebody say, God forbid. That will never be your portion. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. It's a principle in scripture, and it's a principle that works. Hallelujah. 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 Lift up your hands everywhere you are, and let's appreciate the King of Kings. And I gave two counsel in the first service. And the first is, avoid any level of congestion or over busyness that disconnects you from the presence of God. Because the presence of God is the headquarter of joy. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Anything. Create time for God. And secondly, we said, avoid any action or inaction. Any behavior. Waking up in the morning, no goal, no prayer, nothing. Just hit the road. And everybody, anything that wants to take your time and waste your life will waste it. Avoid such living. And the Lord will help us. Lift up your two hands and let's appreciate Him. All the glory, glory, glory to the Lord. All glory, 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 glory to the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All the glory, all glory. Glory, oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hosanna. 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 Blessed Your two hands, and one more time, let's appreciate God for his word to us today. Appreciate him for his word to us today. Father, we are appreciating you for your word to us today. We are appreciating you for your word to us today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, lift your hands after me and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I resist. We resist every force of depression.
Every force of depression.
Every force of depression.
Every force of depression.
Every pressure.
Every pressure.
And chain of frustration.
And chain of frustration.
In our land.
In our land.
In our lives.
In our lives.
In our families.
In our families.
Father, we arrest the demons of frustration, the demons of depression in our land. We arrest them now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. We arrest the demons of frustration, demons of depression. We arrest you. We arrest you. We arrest you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Precious name. Please be upstanding if you can. I want to make three appeals. Number one, we're about to pray for our nation for about 2 minutes. Number two, I'll make an altar call for those who need to surrender their lives. And number three, we have the dedication. We have 74 dedications. Or in fact, 75 dedications and thanksgivings, including dedication of children from 65 families. That will not be the time to walk out of the church. You rejoice with those who rejoice and rejoice with those who rejoice. But I want us to pray for our nation. The situation we are in now is very dangerous. What the people have done so far. There was a video where they broke into a senator's house. People were taking chairs and taking things and going out. Somebody called it self-help criminality. That is a breakdown of law. A breakdown of order is anarchy. And the aggression against police and military people, the aggression in the heart of the people. We have heard of policemen and so on who have been killed. What may result is that the police, the military and all that might just pull back. Let's not touch anybody again. Let's not do nothing. And then the people will now take maximum laws in their hands. Among them, somebody will steal something. Another one will kill the person who stole something to steal what the person stole. That is maximum breakdown of law. That is from one extreme to another completely. We can't afford that. Oh Lord, intervene. This nation cannot be sacrificed because of bad leaders. Let the bad people be sacrificed, not the nation. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? We cannot afford this kind already. We are hearing of some places where among the people who are breaking shop, they are raping people. They are doing all manner of things. Father, and some people, and the original peaceful protesters have come out that they said they didn't break any shop. They didn't break anything. they came out peacefully. That this thing has definitely been hijacked. We can't afford a country unless not, like I said in the first service, oh, we are looking for America, are looking for some of this country. America is busy now. Very, very busy determining who should be their president. Nigeria is not priority now. I watched one American man say with a lot of arrogance that black West Africa cannot be their priority now. On CNN interview. We are God's priority though. In some of the countries where these kind of things happen, before America arrived, millions have died. Before United Nations or anybody arrived, millions have died. That will never be our portion. Lift up your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus. Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16, he said, now the God of peace himself give you peace always by all means. Peace by all means. Father, by any means we can have peace in Nigeria, give it to us. Lift your voice and say, Father,
give us peace
by all means in Nigeria.
Give us peace
by all means. Open your mouth and pray right now. Father, give us peace by all means, at all costs, in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. This situation shall not degenerate.
Amen.
It shall not degenerate.
Amen.
God will answer us quickly. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All we need to do is to follow Him. Jehovah knows the way through the wilderness. All we need to do is to follow Him. Lift up your hands high. Everyone that is here this afternoon, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Anywhere you are, I'd like you to come forward, rush forward. You pick your Bibles. You pick your bags. You want the yoke of sin broken. You want any bondage or addiction broken in your life. You want to rededicate yourself to God. You want today to mark a new day in your life. You are living a life you are not happy with. And you want Jesus to set you free. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Quickly, at a count of seven. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Satan, I cannot be. Quickly, come forward. I give you the count of seven. One. Jesus, two. Three.
I cannot be bound. Jesus set me free. I cannot be bound. Satan, I cannot be.
Sing it to not to mortal.
Jesus.
Jesus, set me free.
Hallelujah. I welcome all of you here to this altar today in the precious name of Jesus. Can you place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer of surrender and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Grace to live for you, Lord. Help to live for you. I receive it now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. And the grace to live for God is released upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every agenda of hell is broken. Go forth. Live for God. Fulfill His purpose. And fulfill His intention for your life. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.